your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I'm so excited today because we have an amazing guest, Coach Harvey Johnson. Coach Harvey is a health and wellness certified personal trainer in fitness and nutrition. He offers a psychology-based health and fitness coaching. And he is amazing. Like, he has a wealth of knowledge. He is a jack of all trades. He is a serial entrepreneur. You can learn a lot. So I'm excited for you guys to hear him and take in his information. Go run and get you a pen and a piece of paper because we are going to dig into some amazing topics. Welcome to I Am Becoming, Coach Harvey.
Thank you, Alonda. I am honored, and it's a pleasure to be here.
The honor is mine. So I know, like, wellness is definitely something that I know that is definitely at the forefront of most people's minds now, especially with everything that is going on in our world right now. I know with COVID-19, everybody needs to start taking their wellness more serious, because at this point, with no vaccination, that's pretty much the only defense that we have, is making sure we're intentional and being good stewards over our body. And I know this is your area of expertise. And also with being entrepreneurs, it is something that's often never talked about, but something that is a very key component into being your best. So I wanted to dig in with you and talk about, how important is your wellness when showing up in business, in your opinion?
Well, I'll tell you, Alonda, it's very important. And I think that what a lot of people miss out on is the fact that if we don't focus on our overall wellness, it's definitely going to have an adverse impact on our business, in our business, and how we perform and relate to our business. And so what I would say is that if you focus on your wellness, and as it relates to you being a business owner, number one, it's going to give you more energy to perform better and to be on top of your A game. All right. If you're meeting with clients, if you're meeting with customers, if you're doing presentations, if you're not focused on your wellness, then that can be the difference in you giving a sharp presentation, asking the right questions, versus giving a lackluster performance, forgetting some of the points that you want to make, and possibly appearing to be not as knowledgeable of your business because your performance is poor because you're tired. The other thing is with your wellness, it allows you to think clear. You know, you're going to have better stamina, you know, which helps to lead to better responses and better decision making. So again, if you're in a meeting and we know that you value your time, and of course your prospects value their time, you want to be able to be as crisp as you can and think as clear as you can. And so your wellness literally will help you to be your best. And lastly, I would say that focusing on your wellness, it shows a sense of commitment and discipline, and the nonverbal communication that you have to your prospects, customers, or clients, that alone may make them want to do business with you.
Yeah, I would agree. I definitely would agree. I've noticed even myself recently with a lot of people that I've been networking with, they're very serious about their wellness and intentional about it. What are some healthy habits that to become your most well self right now?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And so when you talk about healthy habits that a person can start or continue, depending on where they are in their wellness journey, to be your best self, your best well self, quote unquote. Number one, go to sleep at night so that you don't fall asleep on a job. Because if you stay up and burn the candles from both ends and thinking that you're going to be able to still be sharp, still be productive the next day as it relates to your business, you're mistaken. I mean, so you have to get sleep, not rest. Rest is kind of relaxing, closing your eyes a little bit, looking around, maybe scrolling through your phone. That's not sleep. Quality sleep allows your body to repair itself. That's where cell repair takes place. That's where you're going to basically recharge your battery. Okay. Another healthy habit drink your water. You know, water has so many benefits. You know, I think people discount that. Everything from, helping up with cell function to, again, to just keeping you, you know, on your toes. Stay hydrated and keep your pH levels up, too. Now, you mentioned, like right now, during these challenging times, one of the things that will help us to, decrease the chances of getting sick or catching, colds and viruses is that, viruses have a hard time attaching to cells with higher pH levels or in an environment with a higher pH level. So drink water like essential water because it has high alkaline. If you don't have that, you can add eighth of a teaspoon of baking soda to like 20 to 30 ounces of water and drink that. That'll help raise your pH levels. Do some type of exercise first thing in the morning. It can be dancing, walking, it could be a structured workout, but 20, 30 minutes first thing in the morning does wonders for the nervous system, and it also helps your body to burn body fat. And the last thing I would say, eat for nutrition most of the time, but make it tasty. It can be palatable. And then, Saturday or that, once a week, have your goodies that day, because we have to be real with that too. So those are some basic tips that a person, can implement right now to be their most well self.
I know. Full transparency, I'm more of a rester than a sleeper. I am definitely, definitely, definitely trying to become more of a sleeper. It's definitely challenging, though, I think, for single parents like such as myself and entrepreneurs. I know it's hard. So definitely take those tips. But I do have a couple of the things that you said, so I'm not that far off. I'm grateful for that.
Wonderful. Just keep in mind, it's always small, consistent steps that will lead you to huge, magnanimous goals, okay? Just doing small, consistent steps that will get you to your huge goal.
Yeah. How can your wellness improve your revenue in business?
Oh, great question. Yeah. So, here's how you want to look at it. So, when you think about your business, number one, you're going to have more energy. More energy can lead to better productivity. If you have better productivity, that can lead you to having more clients, customers, and sales, all right? That's one thing. And I tell people that if you think about it, our decision-making most of the time is based on if we're fully energized and rested and well-nourished, we can make sharp decisions. If we have lack of sleep, not the best nutrition plan, most of the time, that's going to cause us to basically respond and react a lot slower. So then we're not going to get as much done as we possibly could. So again, having more energy, bottom line, that can help us to be our best self and present ourselves and our business, to prospective clients, customers, which again, would equate to more sales.
Now that I'm older, I understand the importance of stewardship over your body and it's deeper. Like a lot of times when you talk to people, they're like, oh, well, you should be proud of your body. But I know once you hit a certain age, your body starts talking to you. And I know it's super important to develop that stewardship, especially now that I know that I'm taking on more roles and stuff. And I know you yourself are a super entrepreneur. What are some tips that what are some things that you find that you had to adjust in how you got on this?
Okay, so that's a great question. And what you want to do is you want to view your wellness as a prescription or as a tool that's necessary for your business. You want to look at your wellness in the same vein that you would look at saying, hey, I need to go purchase a laptop. I need some software. I need other tools so that I can set up, my business to be successful. So if you look at wellness as a tool that's necessary to set up your business for success, then what you're going to do is that it's going to allow you to manage your health in a way so that you can conduct and operate a successful business. If you don't have the proper tools for your business, it won't be successful. If you don't have a laptop, it's not going to be successful, or a computer. If you don't have software, if you don't have those things that you need to operate your business, you won't have a business. Well, guess what? If you don't have wellness as a tool, view it as a tool, then not be able to operate your business efficiently, and you won't be in business. And that's kind of how it is. One other thing I like to say is that, so we can't compartmentalize things. So a lot of times business owners, entrepreneurs, is pretty much say, oh, I got a busy day. And it's basically almost 24/7. And I don't have time to sleep. I got to get some other things done. Well, think about it like this, that if we're taxing our wellness, taxing our rest, taxing our retention and productivity during any given task or assignment that we're getting done relating to our business or a project for a customer or a client. Well, what happens is this. It's almost like being in school and you haven't gotten any rest and you're tired and you got to cram for a test. Wow, I'm gonna spend 5 hours, 6 hours cramming for this test, where the smart move would be, well, let me go to sleep a whole lot earlier today, get up earlier, and maybe spend a fourth of that time to accomplish the same task, because my retention is a whole lot better when I'm fully rested and have the right nutrients in the body. So definitely treat wellness as a tool that's necessary to operate a successful business, and then you'll give it the attention that you should.
Okay, we're going to break and go to commercial, and we'll be back with more tips on your wellness and how it generates revenue.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. And we are back from commercial break. You are now listening to I Am Becoming. I'm your coach, Alondra Brooks. And I have Coach Harvey Johnson here with me. He is a personal trainer, a certified personal trainer and wellness coach. He is amazing. And we were talking about before the break how to maximize your wellness and how it produces revenue. So I know that it's so easy to say, like, we're going to start working out, we're going to eat healthier. What are some tips that you can offer people to stay motivated once they have made the decision? Especially because I know, like, sometimes you get in that rut, like, the first couple of 10 pounds, they come off and you start looking good. And I know for me, once I start seeing results, sometimes it's kind of like you get a little lax. I know a lot of times people start getting lax with their habits. Like, what are some tips to stay motivated?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that, it's a conundrum and it's a challenge for a lot of people. I call it the hamster wheel. And I tell people that, you know, you want to get off of the hamster wheel. And so I think one of the things that a good tip is, number one, consider what eating strategy or quote unquote diet, I don't like to use that word, that you're about to undertake. Because generally, it's usually something that's short-lived. And if you're looking at a strategy that has a start and an end date, then that alone signifies to you basically mentally that, okay, I'm finished, you know, and I can go back to what I was doing before I started. So if you look at things as a lifestyle, if you look at your strategy as an eating strategy, not a diet, then what happens is you start to learn to find that healthy compromise without feeling like you're depriving yourself or feeling like there's a start date and an end date. And then you start focusing on, oh, I'm getting better, better health. I'm achieving optimal wellness as opposed to being on a diet. See, because what happens is we look at weight loss in and of itself. But if you shift your mindset and you say, I'm going to focus on getting healthy, weight loss is a byproduct of getting healthy. So now there's no start and end date. It's saying, I'm taking those small, consistent steps daily to get to my greater goal, right? So that's where it starts. So I tell people, start with maybe, when you get up, have that healthy breakfast. I don't mean a stack of pancakes with bacon and, whipped cream and all that other good stuff, at a time and place. But start by having a healthy breakfast and focus just on that, just for your first week, nothing else, because that gives you a chance to adjust and create a healthy habit. And then when you go into the second week, you got that down, then you start focusing on your healthy breakfast, and then you get that down, another week goes by. And then by the time you get to third week, fourth week, you have a healthy eating strategy. You now know how to have your, have your cake and eat it too, so to speak. And so that's where it comes in, taking those small steps. And what I like to do, I just give people something very small, to work on first. And then just ingrain that habit, because they find out, and this may be a different time, time to talk about this, but it takes 21 days to form a habit. Actually, it takes a little longer. It takes a little longer. And one thing is for certain, that we don't usually embrace a second habit well until we adopt the first habit. So that's why it's good to take, again, those small steps leading towards a greater goal. So tip number one, start small. Tip number two, be consistent. Tip number three, forgive yourself. Some reason, you had pizza, whatever it is. That's not a bad thing. Just okay, today I kind of fell off a little bit. I'll get back to my healthy eating strategy tomorrow. But again, but just get back on your healthy eating, immediately. That's one of the ways you keep ingrain a healthy habit. So those are kind of my tips, in that regard.
So I also know that you're an author, and so I know that there's amazing strategies and tips in these books. Tell us the name of your book and where we can purchase them.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm going to give everyone who's listening a free ebook. It's an ebook that I put together, and I think it's apropos right now. It's appropriate to these challenging times. It's going to tell you things that you should be doing right now to stay healthy. Going to give you a few tips and some other useful information. So if you go to it's called Staying Healthy in 2020, and it has 20 tips to stay healthy and some other things that you'll find in there. But if you go to coachharvey2020.now.site and as coachharvey2020.now.site. And I'm encouraging everybody to grab it because it has some very good information that you can implement right away to stay healthy.
That's amazing. I'm definitely going to get my free book because I am looking for strategies as I navigate this multifaceted life I live to stay on top of my wellness. Yes, I'm trying to be a good steward over this mind, body, and soul that God has gifted me. So to show up as my best self for my clients, myself, my children, and I encourage everybody, this is a major part of your becoming, guys, your wellness, because what you put in your body ultimately helps what you put out of your body, be it your energy, your mind, your body, your soul, your drive, your passion, and your project. So, you know, as always, again, Coach Harvey, that's coachharvey2020.now.site, correct? Where they can follow you and get their ebook.
Absolutely. If they go to that site, coachharvey2020.now.site, they'll find everything they need to get them going, to get started, to start their wellness journey, and to make sure that they're heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. And as you know, guys, Team Becomer, I'm always rooting for you. That's why I'm trying to bring you amazing people like Coach Harvey to help you on your becoming journey. And you guys can always follow me on Instagram at I Must Become the number one for your daily motivation, your daily inspiration. Also, too, I am offering 3 complimentary Get Clarity sessions. If you are ready to become in your business and you want to get your ideas out, you can book a free clarity session with me at imustbecome1.as.me/. Book your time slot and let's help you become. You can email me your feedback at imustbecome1@yahoo.com. Reach out so I can cheer for you in person, live and up color. Become. Work on your wellness. Reach out to Coach Harvey. He's amazing. Definitely motivational and informational. So go and run and get your free ebook. And meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. to become. I love you guys. Be blessed. Peace.